Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Welcome to episode 3. I am so excited that you are here with me. Today, we are going to focus on 3 simple tips to help you thrive while working from home. So, hey guys, my name is Chantel, and we are, at the time of this recording, a couple weeks in to this COVID-19 mess, okay? So, I myself am new to working from home. And so many other people that I interact with are in the same boat. I like to arm myself with education. I like to set myself up for success. So I've been scouring the web for blogs, YouTube videos, podcasts, anything I can get my hands on to make sure that this time is a time of success for me. And now I want to share with you 3 simple tips. A side note, seriously, Google it and you will be inundated with all kinds of amazing information. Today, we're just going to focus on these 3 things. There are other things you could do as well. This is not an all-inclusive list. This is just 3 things that I want to highlight for you today. Okay, so tip 1, have a routine. What does that mean? What does that look like? Decide in advance, DIA, what your routine is going to be. Because if you don't, your time and your day will disappear before you even had a chance to think about what are you going to accomplish today. Okay, this whole time is going to go by in a flash. It seems very long and drawn out right now. But at some point, you know, this too shall pass. We're going to turn around and look back at this time. And I want you to ask yourself, who do you want to be during this time? When you reflect, how do you want to feel about who you were, how you showed up during this time? Your routine is going to help you with that. For myself, I've earned back an hour of my day just on my commute. I had a 30-minute drive to work, a 30-minute drive home. What do I do with that hour? You know what I'm tempted to do? Sleep in an extra 30 minutes. Am I right? Yeah. Like, I'm a human, guys. Like, I'm right there with you. And there's been days that I've done that 100%. Okay. I'm not perfect. I'm on this journey with you all. But really think about if someone just gifted you an extra hour of your day, maybe longer depending on where you live, what are you going to do with that time? And I've seen the comments on Facebook. I happen to not have children of my own, and other people do. So they're like, what do you mean I have more free time? I have less free time. My kids are here. I'm juggling so much. Okay. As a family, what are you going to do with that extra non-commute time? Because you had time that you were in the car driving them to wherever they go for the day, or they had the time on the bus, or whatever your circumstance, what is your new routine during this time going to be? Decide in advance, take charge, take ownership, empower yourself, and decide what your new routine is during this time. I highly recommend incorporating a specific morning routine. Mine includes writing my gratitude journal, having some type of meditation or prayer, and some type of movement. So that could be yoga, it could be a walk. I don't get too crazy during the morning time, but I need some way to get my blood flowing. I also love a green smoothie. That gets you some nutrients. And I drink a tall glass of water first thing in the morning. Get those toxins from overnight flushed out. Get your body filled with nutrients. Get your blood moving. Focus on gratitude and prayer or meditation, whatever you want to call it. And that sets your day up for success. You can do those things in 30 minutes or however long your commute was. You can do those things with your kids or your spouse or whatever that looks like. Decide your routine. Make it work for you and your situation. If you want in-depth guidance on this, I highly recommend, if you are not already familiar with Hal Elrod, look him up, get his book, The Miracle Morning. He will go so much more in depth than I'm going to be able to go in this short episode for you. But that's it for step one. Decide what your routine is going to be. Decide your routine for your miracle morning, or not your miracle morning, but just what is your morning routine? It may be The Miracle Morning from Hal Elrod. And ask yourself how you're going to use your commute time. Tip two is show up. During this time, it would be so easy, for myself included, to stay up late, sleep in, binge Netflix, not shower, not get dressed, not do my hair and makeup, like just kind of be lazy during this time. But I encourage you, show up. It sounds silly, but just the simple act of embedding in your routine, of showering, doing your hair, makeup, clothes, jewelry, whatever that looks like for you, show up. You're just going to hold yourself better. You're going to be more productive. When the couch or the bed is calling you, lulling you over to go take a midday nap, you'll be less likely, if you are dressed professional and you feel professional and you feel strong and empowered. My third tip for you today is so simple yet so hard for so many of us. It's setting boundaries. Many of us struggled with the work-home-life balance before this whole working from home thing happened to us or happened for us. And now it's even more of a challenge potentially because those lines blurred. It's not like, okay, I drove to the office, I clock in, I do my work, I clock out, I drive home. Now I'm in family mode. It's like, well, my office is right there and it's a quick email. Let me just jump on for a minute. All of a sudden it's an hour later and you're cutting into your family time. I know I've been cutting into my walk time. I like to walk in the evening when I get home from work. If I never stop working, I don't get my walk in. I just keep going. So as part of your routine, figure out what your boundaries are. When does your workday start? When does your workday end? When are your breaks during that day? No one expected you to go to work and sit behind a desk and work for 8 to 13 hours straight with no breaks in an office. Nobody expects you to do that from home either. But you also don't have your coworkers modeling some of that for you or saying, hey, when's your lunch break? You have to do it for yourself. So those are the three simple tips to get you started on how to thrive while working from home. Figure out your routine, show up, and set boundaries. In a future episode, we're going to dig deeper into setting boundaries, especially related to email and just how to be productive. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. Share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.